Your station, Your BBC Now, Friday, Children in Need Day. On the night, they raised £50.1 million, a record-breaking amount of money. We had a fantastic day here on BBC Radio Suffolk. You're listening to Leslie Dolphin with her huge and greatly attended tea party in the afternoon, culminating in some great music from Suffolk's very own Laura Wright. That's well worth listening back to on the BBC iPlayer Radio. Throughout the week, we've been highlighting where the money goes here in Suffolk, and the Bangladeshi Support Centre in Ipswich is one of those which benefits. They run a host of out-of-school activities, including a Saturday school, homework clubs on Tuesdays and Thursdays, plus extra sports events as well. It was started to tackle lower achievement by children of Bangladeshi heritage, but it's now open to anyone who wants extra support, and indeed has children from all backgrounds attending. In the week, I went along to Northgate High School to see who was learning what.
Some French homework right now on directions.
Revising for a German test I have on Wednesday.
I am doing health and social classwork, and it's got to be handed in soon.
Hello, I'm David Hutton. I'm the head teacher at Northgate High School.
Hello, I'm Mohammed Alam, the supplementary schools manager.
Why do you need a supplementary school?
Well, a lot of the children, they obviously want to do well and they want to improve themselves, but not always able to get the support they need, whether it be from their parents or the school or from friends and family. So they come to us and say, we want to support our children, make them succeed, but we don't have the money or we don't have the time or the knowledge to support them.
So why is that?
Well, a lot of the parents that come here, they've been either been educated abroad or not been educated at all, or they work late nights or work in unsociable hours, so they're not with their kids when they need the support.
Surely school should be enough. Why do we need supplementary schools?
I think that for some people, school is enough because they have the ability, the skills, and indeed the support at home to do any extra that's required outside of the school environment. Increasingly, we recognise there's a difference in progress of different pupils based on their background and their need. And in some cases, it's really good to supplement that. We're looking ourselves at ways in which we can increase our inputs into our pupils over longer parts of the week outside of normal school hours. And I actually think that's the biggest factor to increasing progress and achievement for pupils that we've currently got the opportunity to look at. And I also think that's the thing that will make the biggest difference to their futures.
That's just to prove that we are in a school. The bell keeps going every, 45 minutes.
Hello, my name is Mafuza and I'm 14.
So, Mafuza, your dad says that you've made positive progress from coming here. How do you feel coming here has helped you?
I agree with my dad because, I feel like when I come here, I'm relaxed, if you get what I mean. I can just do my own work at my own speed because I can just get help whenever I need it.
Hello, my name is Leonie and I'm 13 years old.
So what did you think when you first came along to the club here, Leonie?
Well, at first I was a bit nervous, then I got used to it and then they helped me quite a lot, so it came like a good experience.
Has coming along here made a difference to how you perform at school, do you think?
I would say probably yes, because it means that this helps me revise and stuff. It keeps things fresh in my head, ready for when I come to school to do work and stuff, so it helps.
Even though it means coming to school of an evening?
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I have friends with me, so it's fun.
We've seen some children, their reports, and in the beginning when they started coming here, they were very, very low in terms of their aspiration, in terms of their homework, in terms of their behaviour in class. Mainly they say because we don't understand and it's very hard to keep on asking for help. But after a long, we do check their reports and some of them have gone huge improvements.
And what difference has the Children in Need money made to your ability to put this on?
Well, the thing is, you see, you can run after school club all day long with volunteers, but it makes a huge difference to have volunteers with qualified staff. We have 3 staff here who are paid, but with that we have volunteers. So it means that these are qualified staff who know what the curriculum is, who know what the latest teaching methods are, who can able to support the children in a way that is the same in the state school, and that makes a huge difference.
There you go. How about that? young people who go along to the Bangladeshi Support Centre's after-school clubs based in Ipswich, using Children in Need money to help improve attainment for children of all backgrounds these days who need that little bit extra help. So they've had nearly £50,000 over the last 3 years, quite a lot of the grants across Suffolk are for 3 years, so that groups can really build their sustainability. And the Bangladeshi Support Centre supplementary schools are also doing their own Children in Need fundraiser to raise money to say thank you as well. So that's happening on Saturday, the 4th of December at the Goals Soccer Centre. Now, if you did something to raise money for Children in Need, well done. Big Son decided that he would like to do a swim, so we got a little bit of sponsorship together, and yesterday we ventured along to Four Street Swimming Pool in Ipswich. Just because it's really nice, actually, in there. And we embarked on the challenge. We didn't quite know what we would do in the end, but we settled on aiming for a mile. So 10 years old to swim a mile, I think that's quite a big deal. It took us 2 hours. And he was swimming right up until the pool shuts at 5 o'clock. And we had about a minute to spare. And he was absolutely determined to get the last lengths in. It was 70 lengths of the pool was equivalent to a mile. And we had about a minute to spare just in the end getting it in. So well done to him. He was absolutely exhausted at the end of it, but really pleased that he'd set out what he wanted to achieve. So if you did a big thing for Children in Need, thank you very much.
BBC Radio Suffolk.